Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, James Hilliard. And in recent episodes of our podcast series, we have talked about the benefits that organizations receive when they optimize their software environments and take advantage of volume licensing. And what we're going to do on today's episode of Connection Point is talk with Don Knowles. He is the IT director at Architectural Resources Cambridge. He recently upgraded ARC's Adobe software environment and moved into Adobe's CLP program, and Don's here to talk to us about that today. So we'll get into that in just a moment. First off, a little background on ARC. It was founded in 1969. It is a nationally recognized architectural planning and interior design firm located in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with an emphasis on design, meeting their clients' unique needs, and environmental responsibility. They've received more than 70 awards from a wide range of professional associations and publications. And as you can imagine, to create these award-winning architectural designs, ARC relies on a variety of Adobe products. And when it was time to upgrade to new versions of Adobe, Don contacted PC Connection, and again, here to talk about his software upgrade experience. And Don, appreciate you taking time today.
No problem.
Let's start right with, what did your Adobe software environment look like initially? And again, you went through this project early in 2010. So what did it look like before then, and why were you planning an upgrade?
We had a mix of Adobe CS3 suites, and then standalone licenses of both Photoshop, Illustrator, and a few InDesign. Over time, we had actually ended up purchasing a few CS4 suites, so it was a pretty fractured software environment as far as our Adobe licensing went.
Gotcha. And were you the man that got to do all the licensing work, or was that someone else on your team?
No, that was me.
And was it taking up a bunch of time? Was it one of those things that would come up on your kind of to-do list, and you're like, oh, yay, we get to do that again?
Yeah, this, you know, managing licensing in general is always a challenging thing, and certainly when Adobe was coming out with the CS5 suite, and we knew we needed to try to unify some of our licensing. So yeah, I knew I had a project ahead of me for sure.
Gotcha. Did you have any other experience before doing this with Adobe in terms of a licensing program? Had you done any other licensing programs, you know, for other software, or was this something that was going to be new to you for the first time?
No, certainly with some of our other production software, we had gone through the process before. So I was hoping to streamline what we had in place, although I was really unaware of the kind of programs that Adobe had.
That they had, okay. And that kind of brings us to the fact that you've been a long-time PC Connection customer. When you finally made the decision, called up your account team, the account manager over there, and started talking about some of your needs, what were some of the first suggestions that you heard in terms of offered to you in terms of your software environment for the Adobe software?
PC Connection's response was pretty immediate and exceptionally helpful. I had obviously budgeted based on a licensing program that we were in, which is you do get discounts, but it's basically you get a discount based on the number of purchases you make at any particular moment in time. You know, I sent out a request for a quote, and my account manager contacted me pretty quickly and said she thought there was a program available that would much better suit our needs and then also improve the software suites that we could get.
Improve in terms of you would get what, different capabilities because of doing it a volume license? You get other capabilities in the CS5 series that you didn't have previously in 3 and 4?
Correct. We had, you know, we definitely wanted to get, there were features in the CS5 software packages, particularly Photoshop, that we really wanted to have in-house. So we were definitely going to upgrade. What the program that they pointed out to us allowed us to not only upgrade our existing CS3 suites, but we were able to convert our standalone Photoshop and Illustrator licenses to full CS5 suites for basically the same budget that I had put together initially. So we got a lot more bang for the buck by moving to this new licensing program.
Now, Don, your program that you were in before was Adobe's TLP. That's their transactional licensing program. So what I want to dive into a little bit here is the new program that you went into, which was their CLP, the cumulative licensing program. Give me an idea of kind of what that meant, what benefits you got out of moving to that, and why you were able to move to the new program.
We were able to move to the new program because of the initial number of licenses that we were going to upgrade. The advantage of it is that moving forward, we get the same volume discounts that we got initially for the large buy for one or two or three seats that we need over time. That was not available in the previous licensing program that we were in.
All right, so it's definitely a nice financial benefit, especially if you do experience a little bit of growth there. You don't get kind of punished for growing and needing more licenses there. Let me see if there are a few other benefits you might be able to chat about. First, I want to go back to my earlier question. Obviously, you know, licensing comes up and you think, oh, great, another licensing project. Did it make it easier for you to start managing those licenses within the CLP program?
Without a doubt. As I mentioned earlier, we were able to consolidate basically all of our licenses into one application, the CSI suite that includes all of the Adobe programs. So from that standpoint, instead of having to track how many licenses of Photoshop do I have, how many licenses of Illustrator do I have, and pushing them around from workstation to workstation, I can just be comfortable. If someone needs any one program, I can just install the entire suite on that workstation and be good to go. Single license number really helps with maintenance and installation and managing workstations. So it's really been a help in managing the Adobe licensing that we have.
Was there any change kind of in renewal dates? The previous program, did you have to renew every year or so? Does this give you a longer renewal time?
This is a longer renewal time. We have it's a two-year window that we were in. Previously, there wasn't any real renewal time at all. We got a discount, but it was just based on the number of purchases we were making at that particular moment, not the total number of licenses that we currently have.
Don Knowles joining us today, again, talking about his experience working with the PC Connection family of companies and going into a volume licensing program here, moving over from what he'd been doing with Adobe into Adobe's CLP program. Let's do this. I want to talk a little bit about kind of the enrollment process. Sometimes that is a scary process, be it for health insurance, be it for a licensing program, be it for whatever. Was it an issue? Did you need to get any assistance during the enrollment process?
I did need a little bit of assistance, but the PC Connection account manager was, she was right there. She was able to help immediately. And once I got a couple of questions answered, I was up and running. Everything's online. You can manage all of your licenses online. You can download software online. So actually getting enrolled was pretty bulletproof.
Don, before I let you leave, I'd love you to leave our listeners with a little bit of advice, kind of where you were a year ago in terms of getting ready to go through evaluating your software environment, considering a volume licensing program. One or two things that they should know from you so that they can have a smooth experience.
Certainly a needs analysis of what your office needs moving forward, some research into what licensing programs are available and which one is the best fit for your particular organization. We were able to purchase quite a few licenses and some additional licenses with a better understanding of what the Adobe licensing is, so it's really worked out to our advantage.
Hey, Don, that's where we're going to leave the story for today. Really do appreciate you taking time to join our listeners. And of course, thanks to all of you for tuning in today. If you do want to learn more about Adobe products and volume software licensing programs available from the PC Connection family of companies, do a few things. First off, contact your account manager. I also invite you to go online to pcconnection.com, or you can call 1-800-800-0014 to talk to someone on the telephone. If you'd like to email us at connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this concludes this installment of Connection Point. We'll